show.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. That's right. It's our weekly chat with Stuart McMillan. Stu Mack. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Scott Jago.
Well, I was saddened to hear that your dog passed away.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
Man, they're all rough.
Well, it's no pun intended.
No,
rough.
Rough.
I know.
No, I didn't even think.
It's time to laugh.
It really is. No, it's hard.
Yeah. I woke up. I was on my way here to KMOX. My wife called me, and that's where it started. I had to turn around and go home, and it just completely unexpected. Completely unexpected. We had him since 2020. Pandemic dog.
How old?
I don't know. He was a rescue. We don't really know. They said he was 2. He could have been 4. And you know,
still, that's pretty young.
He's still pretty young dog, but he just wasn't feeling good. A little lethargic. But you know, big dogs do that from time to time. They eat something and they're just like, I'm just gonna lay down for a while. And he was a big dog, 80 pounder, big, huge Bernese Mountain Dog mixed with a Golden Retriever.
Oh
man, he was a cool dog, and he was the most loving dog I've ever had in my life. It was a shock. It was an absolute shock that it happened. Just kind of came. It came out of nowhere. In one day, I was a husband comforter, a father comforter, and a grave digger.
Hmm.
All in one day. I had to dig a...
That's a big job.
Oh, man.
No, I mean all three of those.
In one day.
Yeah.
So I'm teaching my children about death on a Wednesday when I thought I was just coming to work and, you know, it's just... that's life. Like in an instant, things change. You know, you'll never have that moment again with that loved one or that dog he had. We were pretty broken up about it. I think Jennifer and I were more broken up than the kids at first, but eventually they caught on.
They're not old enough quite yet to really process. When I lost my dog when I was about 15 years old,
oh wow,
I was 15 and just had a learner's permit, but it was clear that our dog was on death's door, and my mom wanted to hold her in the car. So she said, you drive. I had never driven before.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the first time I had driven.
Oh, wow.
Really. And yeah, it was a stick shift, too.
Now, that is tough. Yeah. That is tough.
I was a hero, let me just say. But anyway, I got to the vet, and yes, I was sad and upset, but the level of it increases as you get older. The attachment.
Yes.
I really do believe that. I know kids get attached to their pets. But when you're younger, you don't quite understand the brevity of life.
Yes. You know, of course, that day, you know, everything reminds you of them. My dog was very, very hairy. So, you know, remnants of Drake are still all over the house. I was opening a curtain yesterday, and at the bottom of the curtain, you know, it's ruffled with hair. I'm like, and Jennifer was telling me all the things that made him mad. I wish he was here so I could be mad at him for those things, like the extra hair and, you know, this clawing at the door and all this silliness, you know.
Is that your only pet?
No, we have some cats.
Okay.
We have some cats. They were mostly her pets, but I'm not much of
a cat
guy. I'm not a big cat guy,
although
we do have a new cat. His name is Bartleby. We got him like a couple months ago. He doesn't shed. I'm allergic to cats, so it doesn't bother me as much to have him around. But he's been a good companion, too. And it's interesting. The night before he died, the cats were suspicious of something.
Hmm.
Jennifer was telling me.
Well, they have that sense.
I think they
absolutely do.
I think they do. And Jennifer was telling me that they were gathered around Drake, which it happened from time to time, but they were like rubbing up against him and like hanging out, laying on him, which is very odd. They were usually not around each other.
Yeah.
And just seeing that, she was like, this is weird, you know?
I had a cat once. The damn thing lived 16 years.
I know.
And she was a pain. I mean, she was a pain, and everyone hated her except me. She only loved me, and she would claw and bite at people. But it was annoying, you know, when people came over. But, I mean, I kept her the whole time. I didn't get rid of her. And when she died, it just tore me apart. Like, I could, when someone is with you for 16 years, it's hard. Anyway, I was, even though she was a pain, I had her cremated, and I spread her remains across the desert Southwest. So she's out there somewhere.
That is so cool. We have a 16-year-old cat, by the way. His name is Clark. But he's been good, too. I found him at a radio station, by the way.
I found my cat at a radio station.
Get out of here!
No, serious. It was a litter of kittens that they put...
That's what happened to me!
I was on the air. I brought the kittens in, but I had to do a four-hour morning show. And when I and I had picked out my cat, I picked
this
out my kitten. When I went back, the salespeople had raided the litter, and I there was only one left. And that's the one I ended up with.
Wow.
But one thing that's kind of neat to think about for future is with our dogs, we had them cremated.
Mm.
And then we took those. There's an artist in Kansas City who makes them into pottery. It's really beautiful pottery, too.
Wow.
So your dog can become a piece of artwork in your home.
Wow. That's a great way to remember them.
Yeah.
And this way, you know, every time I look in the backyard, there's a little mound there, at least for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and I know exactly where it happened. I'll never forget that.
No.
It'll never leave my mind.
Well, rest in peace, Drake, and sorry to hear about that, Stu.
Thanks, Jacob.